This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up here, in fact, we're going to jump into Mark's story, the 15 signs the middle class is being destroyed, and see how many of them we can actually get through. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
As we continue again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or the Discord on-air call-in line room, which is the top room on our Discord server. You can jump in there and sound like almost like you're sitting in the studio with us at discord.lrn.fm. Mark, where's your story from?
The Economic Collapse blog. Bunch of good news comes out of there.
Yeah, they're
cheery.
they're a bunch of jovial fellas over there at the Economic
Collapse.
Glass
is half full type of guys.
The glass is half full and full of urine.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Is that what they do over there? Are they like survivalists? Types, is that what it is?
They're just bears, basically. Economic bears.
I see.
Economic bears, Ian.
Because we met a guy at, and we didn't talk to him about it on the air, but at Anarchapulco, who swore by drinking his own urine.
No, that's not
that
it.
That it solved
a solution
all
to something.
Yeah, no. Oh, he said it was like a panacea.
In the morning, first thing in the morning, actually, one of my first business mentor from India. And his wife swore by it.
Yeah.
She did it every morning.
Yeah.
This guy did it just before he started his interview with us. He admitted that to us. So apparently he's doing it throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only heard that it's first morning, but that sounds absolutely horrible.
You gotta get it fresh. Yeah, it's all horrible. You know, if your solution is drinking urine, I shudder to think what your problems are, you know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so
he was
going
a nice,
on.
Nice enough man, though.
He was. Yeah. Everybody I've ever met that drinks their own urine was very pleasant.
Okay.
I actually can second that emotion. Right.
All right, let's get into it.
You have to be flexible. That's what you're going to do, right? All right, going on. 15. This is the 15 signs that the middle class in the United States is being systematically destroyed. And I'm not reading this because I necessarily believe that this statement is true, but more because I think that the 15 points are all very interesting.
It's something to talk about for sure.
Now, did they define what they mean by middle class? Because I think that's a very subjective term, isn't it?
Well, I think you generally what people do is they take income and then they break it out into quintiles.
Okay.
Meaning 20%, bottom 20%, top 20%, and then middle 60. So middle class is either the middle 20%, so the third quintile.
Got it.
Or it's the middle three quintiles, depending
60%.
On... Yeah, so it would be lower middle class, and upper middle class.
Gotcha.
So you have the lowest class, which we call working class, which probably isn't true at all. We have the highest class.
Fair enough.
Which is, you know, upper class or whatever, which probably isn't making that much money and mostly just lives in metros where you have to make a lot of money to have an upper middle class.
San Francisco, L.A., New York.
Those kind of things. So if your family's really struggling right now, you're far from alone. I've been publishing the Economic Collapse blog for more than 8 years, and all throughout that time, I've seen the middle class in America get smaller and smaller and smaller. It's always as if we're all playing a really bizarre game of musical chairs, and every month, someone pulls a few more chairs from the game. Yes, there are some people...
That's called inflation.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some people that have gotten exceedingly wealthy over the past 8 years, and most of that wealth is concentrated in places such as New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin holders.
Yeah, Bitcoin holders. Yeah.
Hodlers.
Yeah, right. Hodlers. But meanwhile, most of the rest of the country has been steadily getting poorer. Just take a look at Detroit. At one time, it had the highest per capita income in the entire nation. Mm. And now, it's a rotting, decaying war zone. Of course, dozens of other formerly great manufacturing cities all over the nation have suffered a similar fate. Since 2001, we've all lost more than 70,000 manufacturing facilities and millions of good-paying manufacturing jobs. I read a statistic not too long ago that said that we have that more manufacturing is being done in the United States than ever before, although there are fewer jobs.
Because of robots.
Automation, yeah.
It's robots, yeah. Right? And ultimately what it comes down to. Now, this guy's created a premise that is, you know, he's created the premise, the straw man, and now he's going to attack it at some point. But I got to say this, even prior, you've mentioned Bitcoin hodlers, and certainly here on Free Talk Live, the Shire Free Church has benefited from the, you know, cryptocurrencies. But prior to even that, I remember paying off my house in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that was completely done by shoestrings and, you know, eating at home. And
You came from prison.
Yeah, saving money and all those things.
Right.
I wouldn't say completely, but, you know, it was just...
You did get a loan from your mom.
Yeah, my mom helped buy the house, but then I paid her back on it.
So that would make you middle class in that case, right?
Well,
see, I've always thought that's what the middle class was. I've always thought that the middle class was like that you could... Buy a house, pay it off before you had fully retired,
mm-hmm.
then be able to retire and sort of like, maybe back in the day it was like only one person had to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not wealthy, maybe you don't pass on a huge inheritance or something like that, but at least you end up owning your house. Maybe
I paid mine off in 3 years.
Well, that's impressive.
Now, admittedly, it was an 800 square foot house, but it was big enough for everything we needed.
Right.
So, you know, that was... I managed to do that in the economic downturn by we just did a bunch of belt tightening.
Mm-hmm.
No cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically, you know, what are these line items here? Can we X off? We
mm-hmm.
need to save money.
Right, and that's something that a lot of Americans just don't do. And we've talked about that.
Sure, they
before.
Stop off at Starbucks and get that big $5 cup of coffee.
They've got spending habits on vices. They've got spending habits that you know are beyond what their means are.
Not beyond my means, but I'm just very bad at like. Letting things go in that way, man. I've got probably a couple $100 worth of subscriptions that I have no idea of that just come out of my bank account every. I'm horrible with that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Those subscriptions, we went after every single one of them.
Yeah,
there was two of them that I chose to, chose during that time frame to keep going. One is a email tracking software so I can see whether people open up their emails or not. And I felt like I needed that as a salesperson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the second one was Google giving them $2 a month for larger capacity of storage or whatever. I probably could just go through my memory or whatever and X out a bunch of things that I don't need, but whatever. You know, I was paying the $2 a month.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go through the in order to have a thriving middle class, you need middle class jobs. And our country is in desperate need of those jobs. At this point, most American families are living on the edge and more are falling into poverty with each passing month. And the following are 15 signs the middle class in the United States is being systematically destroyed.
Well, before we get into it, though, I have just a further comment on this question of spending habits and being able to look at that. So what you did, it sounds like, with your wife, your family, was you looked real close.
By the way, my wife did most of this. But
I believe it. you don't handle the money in your household.
She removed all power of spending from me I can talk a big game in the short term, but in the long term, she's just got that marathon runner attitude about things.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you don't get to be wealthier by spending like a poor person spends, right?
Every dollar you spend today is $7 for retirement.
That's right.
So you did what a wealthier person would do, which is to say, live as poorly as possible, meaning living without all the extraneous crap. You didn't have a 60-inch television. You didn't have a luxury sedan that you were paying monthly on.
We had a 50-inch television, and I felt like it was a worthy inclusion in our budget because... You know, if you stay at home, if you don't watch movies, you get your entertainment at home, and, you know, say through Netflix or Amazon Prime or, you know, whatever you're getting, that $500 is, you know, it amortizes out.
Okay, but you paid cash for that television, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You didn't put on. You didn't go down to Rent-A-Center.
If you ever go to Rent-A-Center, you have if walking in the door of Rent-A-Center shows that you have already
failed
a whole bunch of mistakes in life.
Yeah.
You know, sorry to any stations that have Rent-A-Center advertising on the show, but if you're going into Rent-A-Center and it's not because you desperately need to use the bathroom, boy, are you in big trouble.
All right, so yeah, it's all about how you spend. So even if people have better jobs, like he's saying, if they're spending poorly and they're not saving their money,
that's
then
right.
they're still going to end up in bad economic circumstances.
Not what you make, it's what you spend.
Exactly. So we're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. We'll start the list on the way, and you can comment as well. 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about economics. We're talking about wealth, being able to spend well and save well and all that. And the question overall here is going to be 15 alleged reasons why the middle class is disappearing, according to, what was the blog again?
The Economic Collapse Blog.
The Economic Collapse Blog. We'll get into that. We don't necessarily agree with them, so we're going to analyze these as we go through. And, of course, you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. It's Ian, Vin, and Mark in the studio tonight. Also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. You have a lot of choices in the world of cryptocurrency. If you're a voluntarist, if you're somebody who cares about the ideas of liberty, then you probably want to look into Zencash because your fellow voluntarists were the creators of Zencash. It was made by people who understand liberty, and they understand economics, and they've got a great roadmap for the future of Zencash. You can go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. You'll learn about their 11,000-plus secure nodes, which means they are currently number two in the world, just after Ethereum, as far as strength of nodes on a network.
It's impressive.
Yeah, so Bitcoin itself, BTC, Bitcoin Core, has just over 10,000 nodes. So they've already exceeded Bitcoin's node count. So go and learn a lot more about Zencash. You'll learn about their secure nodes and how you can get paid if you run one of these secure nodes or the upcoming so-called super nodes, as we heard about last week for the first time from one of their programmers, Rob, who we had on the show to talk in detail about what's going on with Zencash. Zencash.com, not only do they have the ideas of voluntarism behind them, but they've also got some of the best technology like zero-knowledge anonymity. So privacy is important to you. Then you can get that from Zencash as well. Go to Zencash.com as we continue here. Mark, you're about to get into the 15 list. Is it go from 15 to 1 or 1 to
1 to 15. Okay, the 15 reasons the middle class in America is being systematically destroyed.
Are these ranked?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're ranked.
Okay.
I think
no particular order. Okay.
Yeah. And for me, I just thought that all these facts were kind of interesting and worthy of talking about. Not that I agree that the middle class is being systematically destroyed.
Got it.
So 78 million Americans are participating in the gig economy because full-time jobs just don't pay enough to make ends meet these days. But didn't we just call that working overtime back in the day?
Having a second job.
Moonlighting.
Remember? Moonlighting, sure.
Yeah. And the gig economy is better than a second job, right? Because if you have a first job, having a second job was always a challenge to try to get them all to interact, right? Because your first job schedule is the most important. Then you're trying to get your second job to give you a schedule that'll work around the first job. And sometimes that doesn't always work out, depending on what hours they have available. But with a gig economy, you set your own hours.
Mm-hmm.
So TSA George is actually in the studio hanging out with us here tonight, and he's now Uber George. He's been doing Ubering for a few years, and you get to log into these apps when you want to.
Right.
So that means that if you're in a city, which is usually where you want to be if you want to do this kind of gig work, if you're in a city and you feel like working after you get off your other job for however many hours you want to, you can. So you are basically a contract worker rather than an employee who has to figure out their schedule in advance. That's a big bonus, actually. Mm-hmm. That's an improvement on the situation for somebody that felt as though they had to have a second job previously. Now they don't have to have a job. Now they can go and just do this gig economy thing as often as they want. That's huge.
You know, actually, a business partner of mine, he was trying to start up another business, and instead of making it his side hustle, he was like, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quit my full time so that I can at least devote more time to this business that I'm starting up, and then to supplement any income as it's starting to build, I'm going to do this Uber thing.
Right.
I'm going to do Lyft.
Perfect.
That just was not an option for entrepreneurs in the past.
Not 10 years ago.
It's a great option. It's going to allow many more businesses, people to take a shot, you know, because you don't feel like, oh, I can't leave my full time. What am I going to do for work?
Right.
It's like, at least I have this thing.
Right. How much wealth in America has been created because somebody had the guts to take a shot?
That's right.
Easier for somebody to take a shot,
right.
Then you're going to see more wealth created. And not just for individuals that start the business, but generally for people who are, the people who are working for them at the same time.
That's right.
Great points.
Number two, in 2011, the average home price was 3.5 times the average yearly salary in the United States. By the time 2017 was finished, the average home price was 4.73 times the average yearly salary in the United States. So there's been a significant...
That does sound bad.
Yeah. When you're looking at across the averages...
Wait, what was the first year?
3.56 and then 4.73.
But what was the year?
2011 versus 2017.
But can we like see some... Because that's like 3 years after the crash. So it's like, can we see like 2007 maybe?
More data points.
Can I get another data point?
There's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all about the data points in something like this. Is you
just
pick two arbitrary times, you know, and blah, 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 and there you are. Number three, in 1980, the average American worker's debt was 1.96, that's basically two times, larger than his or her monthly salary. Today, that number is ballooned to five times their monthly salary. So 1980, they basically two times their monthly salary was their debt, and today it's ballooned to five times their debt.
Yeah.
So
but again, no more data points for us to compare.
I would blame this to some extent in 1980.
Because it could be just charity.
There weren't credit cards. People didn't have credit cards in 1980.
That's exactly it. I remember in maybe ninth grade or something, call it 1986, I got my first credit card, which was a Bell's card. My mother wanted me to be able to build my credit and all those things. Mm-hmm. It had, a $500 limit or a $100 limit. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it was really, really low.
So how did you handle it? As a how old
Fine. It was Bell's. What was I going to buy there? Shirt.
Oh, you could only use it at that store.
It was a Bell's store, yeah.
I see.
So you started with a
store credit card.
Gotcha. Yeah, you started with a store credit card, then you went on to something more after that.
Gotcha.
But that's really what it came down to is that now they're marketing credit cards to people, to college students who have no jobs.
That's right.
So, I mean, that is, and by the way, people, young people tend to be the worst at managing money.
Sure.
If they were good at it, they would all take their money for the first 5 years they worked, invest it in a 401k, and then have their retirement handled at $1 million or something. Mm-hmm. But they don't. There's some formula out there that I was shown when I was younger and didn't invest. So anyway, the United States today, 66% of all jobs pay less than $20 an hour.
Hold on, is this another one?
This is number four.
Okay.
In the United States today, 66% of all jobs pay less than $20 an hour. I don't know what that's relative to, or
I mean,
you know,
is that inflation adjusted as compared to?
He's not even comparing it, right? He's not even giving us another point,
right? Well, but I agree that these points are not good evidence that the middle class is being
because given. In 1863 all jobs were less than $20. What do you want?
I saw an interesting one. It was like in the 1830s, 85% of Americans were below the poverty line, which
sure,
yeah, I mean, you know.
But they were farming.
But there was
subsistence farming.
Yeah, and a bad season meant people got thin.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
So, anyway, number five.
Well, not to mention the Depression, right?
Yeah, that was well before that. That was 100 years before that.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said 1830s? I'm sorry, I thought you said 1930. Apologize.
Number five, 102 million working-age Americans, so about a third of them, I'd say, do not have a job right now. That number is higher than it was at any point during the last recession. This is true.
That one is scary because there are not 300 million working-age Americans.
No.
They're probably, 200 maybe? So, half? What are we talking about, 50% of them?
I don't know.
Take a look. Let's continue here in moments. More from this list of the 15 alleged reasons why the middle class is supposedly being destroyed. And you can weigh in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. When the summit was finished in Singapore between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un,
we signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
The document is just over one page. It states Kim Jong-un's firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But that term is not specifically defined in the document. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will work with his North Korean counterpart to set up the next round of negotiations at the earliest possible date. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says the Trump administration should take a tougher course on Pyongyang.
President Trump and his team must take stock of what's happened, what North Korea has achieved, what we have yet to achieve, and pursue again a tougher course.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want to discuss, our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, you can also call in on Skype. Maybe you want to weigh in on this discussion we're having about the middle class. Is it being destroyed, or is there just an alarmist blog that wants to paint that picture so they can sell some books? Or is it somewhere in the middle? Maybe
probably somewhere in the middle, I would say.
Because I think there is some truth to the idea that, in fact, I think there's a lot of truth to the idea that the government is debasing the currency.
No doubt.
And that is making life a lot harder for everybody, not just the middle class, but certainly the poor. I mean, obviously, if you're very wealthy, then if the government increases the money supply, it's going to hurt you, but not as much. So the poorer you are, the more harmed you are by the manipulation of the money supply. And that causes all kinds of problems. But then again, Americans compound the problems by having bad financial habits in the first place, as we were talking about with credit card debt.
That's right.
The tremendous amount of debt that people in the United States have, and apparently they now have more of because of the proliferation of credit cards and easy credit. So we can continue with all of that discussion. And again, our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also Skype in at lrn.fm or jump on our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm, where the chat has been blowing up tonight. There's just a lot of there's way too much to even follow at this point. So thank you to everybody participating there on our Discord. Mark, let's continue here. Which one do we leave off on? I don't think we'd finished the discussion on it.
Number five, 102 million working-age Americans do not have a job right now, and that number is higher than it has been ever at any point during the last recession. And that would be, you know, basically higher than I think it's ever been, ever, more or less. Mm-hmm. I mean, so...
Well, there's more people living here.
Right, there's more people living in America.
Good point,
so,
yeah.
But I guess that's about a third of... I don't know what the... I can't figure this out, how many working-age Americans there are. There's more than 300 million Americans, but working-age is considered something like 16 to 64. People are working a lot longer, but they wouldn't be counted as working-age whether or not. And people are going to work a lot later. Kids are, in many cases, aren't starting jobs until they're 24.
Oh, God.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're ruined.
Yeah, if you're these are the helicopter parents' kids, right, where their mommy and daddy are always hovering over them, trying to protect them from any kind of experience in life, and then sending them off to college and discouraging them from working while they're in college. So, you know, then they finally get released out of college, and they don't have a clue as to how to do the most basic job functions. They've never had one, so they don't know how to show up on time.
That's right.
They don't know how to smile when they're dealing with their customers. They have no experience whatsoever.
Earnings for low-skill jobs have stayed very flat, this is number six, very flat for the last 40 years. Now, obviously, we're talking about adjusted for inflation, but I can tell you that 40 years ago, I was 7. I know that at 15 years old, I was making $3.35 an hour. That was minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, clearly, minimum wage is significantly higher than that now. It's double, more than double that. But the price of things is higher, too.
Absolutely.
And there's more things to buy. I couldn't walk around with a mini computer in my pocket that kept me busy all times of day and night.
Sure.
You know, back in 1986, because the technology just wasn't there. So I think that, yeah, you know, it's true you've got to claw your way up, but I think part of the problem is that young people aren't getting to work early enough either, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go to your calls, though. I've got Matthew on the line in Louisiana watching us online via YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, hey. Ian.
Yes, sir.
Mark. Who's the third guy in the studio tonight?
Vin.
I think that's another...
Vin Armani.
Vin Armani is with us here tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, Ian, remember I had asked you oh so long ago, back when we were riding Tyrannosaurus' Rexes to work, about whether you thought that the basis of society was the individual or the... family, and you said that you thought it was the individual. Well, I talked to a conservative last week, and they said they thought it was the family.
Okay.
Which brings another question to mind. How can you have any families without individuals? I'll have
Indeed.
To ask that question.
Yeah.
Mark,
yes.
Your immigration idea is almost exactly the same as the one proposed by Rush Limbaugh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't listened
thing.
To Rush in a long time.
Recap the idea briefly.
Sure. Basically, anybody can come to this country that wants to. There'll be no welfare for them. Secondly, they mayn't ever, people that come mayn't ever receive the right to vote. At no point. They'll just get a second-class level of citizenship, and it will never include the right to vote, and they will never get welfare. I suspect what that will bring to the country are people, A, that understand that voting is a statistically insignificant act of very little value to the individual, and B, that want to work hard and make a better life for themselves, their children, and their progeny into the future. And that's only good for them and us.
That's like the Koreans living in Japan. I thought I'd have some fun with a couple of local issues. One was we had the great naked bicycle ride down here this last Saturday.
Excellent.
And there were people just freaking out about this. I'm thinking to myself, a naked bicycle ride in southeast Louisiana is kind of like they're punishing themselves.
Just because it's so hot.
I missed out on the opportunity to get some Gold Bond powder in those little travel size bottles to sell at the end of the ride.
He's talking about chafing. You're talking about chafing.
Oh, okay.
Another thing that occurred to me,
if you get a testicle caught between a bike seat and your thigh, you're going to know about it.
Their shortcomings.
Now, Matthew, I'm curious, in Louisiana, is it illegal to be naked in public?
Oh, absolutely.
So what happened to these bike riders?
The police in Orleans Parish are very selective about when they enforce this.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they left them alone. So people were able to do a naked bike ride and not have mass arrests?
Yeah, not to mention the fact that the police were basically guarding the public from having to see something that they would probably cause them to go and find a convent.
Right. I mean, the people that are participating in the naked bike ride are not worth seeing naked.
Usually that's the case.
Yeah, that's generally,
people worth seeing naked will charge you for that.
Right.
Pleasure.
We are in the age of Instagram, though, so you never know.
Yeah.
All right, Matthew,
there was another
else
thing that happened not too long. Yeah, nothing happened not too long ago. Is that the state of Louisiana re-illegalized bestiality? And when I first heard about this, you guys have infected me. You've put a worm in my brain. The first thing I thought was, who is the victim? Are the beasts up there complaining?
Was it legal?
He was saying they legalized it.
No, they never legalized it. It was struck down because it was part of the anti-sodomy
law.
One of those early omnibus laws.
So, wait, just to be clear, it's legal to conduct bestiality?
It was until
it's
recently.
It's not legal.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Right, and so I'm wondering...
The Uber train
to
Louisiana has just stopped. Ian, basically there was a law that had a whole bunch of things that outlawed a whole bunch of sexual acts, including bestiality.
Yeah, yeah.
That law was struck because, well, you know, we can't have our gay friends being illegalized. Got it? So then, in the process, that made bestiality legal. I don't know what happened in Louisiana that
some
politician felt like he needed to reintroduce this, or when he thinks he's going to stop.
The sheep sex tourism was out of control.
Hey, Matthew, good call.
Dr. Doolittle was up there talking about it. I mean, he was just telling the legislators that the beasts were complaining.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. And what number are we on this list of 15?
Number 7.
Yeah, we're not even halfway done with it. So we'll see how many more we can get through here.
Some interesting facts, though.
Yeah, well, interesting facts, but not with a lot of comparison.
No.
Not really that useful without full data points. But we'll continue here because it is still worth talking about some of the stuff they're bringing up. More on the way. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on bad economic habits or whatever you want. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We've got a little bit of time here for you to join us if you want to get on the radio with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about economics, basically, and the claim, according to one blog, that the middle class is being destroyed. They're providing what they claim are 15 signs of that happening. We're going to continue with that list here. We were leaving off, I believe, at number 7. It's Ian, Vin, and Mark in the studio here. Mark, cite the blog again for me.
The Economic Collapse blog.
Okay, go ahead then.
Yep, number 7, and this is the one that I saw that I'm like, I got to read this on the air.
Okay.
Americans have been spending more money than they make for 28 months in a row.
I would figure it'd be 28 years in a row.
Yeah, now, I thought that was going to be a lot longer.
No, they got better during the economic downturn. They tightened their belts, huh? And but now
they're back to their old ways.
Well, it's easy to all the advertising, everything, the whole society and culture is about is spend, spend, spend.
Sure, you need to be more important than your neighbors by having a fancier car.
It goes even deeper than that. The currency itself is inflationary.
That's right.
It disincentivizes saving.
It disincentivizes the money.
But how many people are aware of that? Like,
it doesn't matter. People react to incentives and systems. And, you know, the simple fact that that's true makes people less thrifty.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to warn people, look, you can have some nice stuff now, or you can have a much better life in the future, but you really can't have both of those things.
Right.
There has to be a time for belt tightening, and be prepared, because things are going to be bad in retirement age if you don't do it now. All right.
Point.
Number 8. In the United States today, the average young adult with student loan debt has a negative net worth. So,
meaning
they're in debt.
The amount of what they can earn versus what they're in debt is.
But if you're talking net worth, though, don't some huge percentage of not young adults.
Yeah, Americans.
Americans in general have negative net worth because of the lack of equity in their home, for instance.
Yep. I'd say that's true. So, I don't know what but that's not the average American. The average American apparently has some equity.
Anyway, I don't know if that's that.
I don't either.
I don't believe it.
Is that right. Is net worth calculated by like their ability to earn compared to their debt? I mean, I don't know.
How much? So it's like how much in debt you are as opposed to how much assets you have. So it's like if I have $100,000 in the bank, but I owe $300,000 on my house. If
your net worth's
negative $200,000. Okay. I believe. I want to say, especially after 2008,
the vast majority
of Americans have negative net worth, I want to say.
Yeah, I feel like you're right. Number nine, at this point, the average American household is nearly $140,000 in debt.
What? Oh, because the house.
Probably the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, just consider whatever you're in debt on your credit cards. Take a look at that, because it's dangerous stuff that'll eat you alive.
It's killing people.
Mm-hmm.
The poverty rate in the U.S. U.S. suburbs have increased by 50% since 1990.
I believe that.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the suburbs saves them, but you know, poverty is increasing in the burbs. Almost 51 million U.S. households can't afford basics like rent and food. So 51 million, you're talking about, let's see, a third of the population, a sixth of the population.
No, that's households. That's not people.
You're right.
Yeah. It's way more than that.
Dude. Yeah, it's closer to a third, probably. Maybe even more than that.
Can't afford rent or food. That's over the top, man.
A lot of people on welfare.
The bottom 40% of all U.S. households bring in just 11.4% of all income. So
go back, say that
bottom,
one again.
The bottom two quintiles, the bottom 40% of U.S. households bring in just 11.4%. Of all income. So, you know.
That might just be Pareto distribution, though. I think in any system it would be like that.
I'm not stunned by that particular stat. According to the Federal Reserve, 4 out of 10 Americans, I like this one. Well, I don't like it. I think it's simple. Hmm. Don't have enough money to cover an unexpected $400 expense without borrowing money or selling something that they own.
Yeah, that's true. We talked about those before.
For sure.
40% of Americans can't put their hands on $400 if they need it.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't have any kind of sort of emergency money.
Well, they say 60%.
But I was certainly in
60% have less than $1,000.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
So that apparently 20% can only put their hands on $600-$800.
Yeah. Most of these people will go into severe situation if they lose one paycheck, right? Like if they miss a paycheck,
right?
They're it's tough.
Yeah.
They might lose their house.
That's where the car loan places and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's where
they feed off of payday
loans, all that.
50% interest rates, 30% interest rates, things like that.
22% of all Americans cannot pay all of their bills in a typical month.
22%.
I believe that. I mean, most of these people are getting into debt and not intending to pay it off anytime soon. Right?
They get their
credit card and they charge up all these things on it that they don't need, and then they pay the minimum. So they're never going to get out of
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
The number 15, the final one. Today, U.S. households are collectively $13 trillion in debt, and that's an all-time record high.
Still less than the federal government.
It is less than the federal government, but the federal government would like you to believe that that's your debt too.
Right.
So you can tack that 22 trillion on top of that 13 trillion.
Wow.
The statistics aren't looking great for Americans, middle class Americans. Poor Americans. There's no statistics here about people in the top quintile and how they're doing. But frankly, it's not even the top quintile. It's the top quintile of the top quintile that is really making all the money out there. So when you think of poverty in America, you're going on with the article. When you think of poverty in America, you probably think of our blighted inner cities. But that's not where poverty is growing the fastest. According to author Scott Allard, it's actually in our suburbs where poverty is growing more rapidly than anywhere else. This is tens of millions of square feet of retail spaces being closed down. And why formerly great shopping malls all over America now resemble ghost towns? When I was growing up, the shopping mall was the place to be for the average middle-class kids.
Not now.
Amazon killed that.
Yeah. My family was middle-class, and virtually everyone that I knew was middle-class.
Yeah, it really should have.
Malls sucked. I mean, the fact is they were expensive.
Yes.
I mean, if you were buying stuff at the mall, then you're going to be more poor because you're paying way too much. You could go and get clothes at, mm-hmm. you know, Kmart or Walmart mm-hmm. or other places for much less, or whatever it was that you were going to purchase. Even the more fancier items, you know, video games or electronics, sure. you can still get those cheaper anywhere else in the marketplace outside of the mall. So it wasn't a smart shopper's place. It was just a place where people hung out who were young in the 1980s and then
it was a sign of prosperity. It was like a
that's true.
It was a prosperity signal, but you know, you play around with those prosperity signals for long enough, you're not prosperous anymore.
Well, right, and if life is getting more difficult, and it is, right? Yep. If the federal government is inflating the money supply, meaning that the quality of living is going down, and you're not making more generally to adjust for that. Because usually wages don't keep up with inflation over time, so you're still getting paid, you know, $10 an hour or whatever right. you were, but yet they're inflating the money supplies, which means the prices of things go up. People are going to look for ways to cut costs. And so finally, people finally probably decided, you know what, screw shopping at the mall, we're going to Amazon because right. we can get it delivered to us, we don't have to spend the time and the effort, and can get it cheaper. So, I mean, they won for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so good riddance to malls.
I don't look for clothes. I looked for clothes at the mall at one point in my life, and I don't look for clothes at Amazon. I generally go to
whatever.
Places like... I'm just telling you, I generally go to places like Marshall's.
You go get a candle or whatever it is that people buy at malls, right? Like,
well, when I went to the mall, it was because they had arcades there.
Sure.
They had...
Yeah.
Now that we
can mourn. I think
we can
all mourn.
We can mourn the mall arcade. You just brought back memories.
Right. They had arcades. They had the Orange Julius. Yes, and the places where you can get
the hot dog on a stick,
hot dogs,
the girls with the hats smashing the lemons,
things like those things. And
somebody's going to clip that. Right.
Pretty awesome from that standpoint. But you know, it's because all the kids my age were there, and that's why I would do those things. So. Yeah, I don't mourn malls. To me now, whenever I go into one, all they look like
is sad.
Giant jewelry stores to me.
Right, yeah.
They're even open. I mean, they've been closing left and right. Mm-hmm. The malls are it's a real sign of the times. It is. But the good news about all this bad news is you don't have to be subjected to these bad habits. You can change your habits at any time. Like you said, Mark, do a look at your budget. Look at if you're not doing a budget, maybe you should. If you're having trouble economically, you know, what are you spending money on? Sit down, look at that stuff. If you can afford it, start putting some of those dollars, which you know are going to be inflated by the government, into other things. Maybe some precious metals like gold and silver. Maybe some cryptocurrencies. Again, don't invest what you can't afford to lose. But anything that you can take out of the fiat money system and the government money system is value they can no longer touch.
Don't forget that gig economy. If you need to make ends meet, there are opportunities out there.
Vin Armani, check him out at vinarmani.com. And we're going to continue tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.